Hello, this is Tech Off for Wednesday with Vito Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. WhatsApp will be introducing adverts to its messaging app next year, Facebook has confirmed. The WhatsApp ads appear to take up the entire screen of a smartphone and allow users to find more information about their advertiser by swiping up, though not all users will welcome this feature. When WhatsApp first launched, its creators promised it will not sell its users' data or put ads on the platform. Instead, it charged an early fee of 99 cents in order to generate revenue and cover costs of hosting the chats of millions of users. Google started its mobile-first search indexing over a year ago, and now it's ready to make that approach the law of the land. As of July 1, 2019, Google will index the phone-oriented sites by default for any new web domain it registers. If you're starting a new site, you'll want to be sure that its mobile version is polished and full-featured. That's the version Google will use to parse the site's structure and extract useful snippets. Apple is set to add dual Bluetooth support for the next iPhone, according to sources for the Mac Otakara. The feature will let users send audio to two separate Bluetooth devices at the same time. iOS devices can currently connect to multiple speakers simultaneously via AirPlay 2. Parrot, a longtime competitor to Chinese drone giant DJI, is one of six companies selected by the US Department of Defense to build short-range reconnaissance aircraft for the American military. The deal, which includes five other companies but not DJI, represents a strategic front between the US and European commercial entities, like Parrot, in the face of increasing dominance from Chinese companies. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.